Nama Om Vishnu Praya Krishna Puristaya Bhujare Shemate Bhakti Vedanta Swamini Tanamani Namaste Saraswati Devi Gauravani Pracharini Nirvisesha Shinyavani Pashtatidhi Shatarini Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya Narayanam Namaskritcha Narom Chaiva Narottamam Devim Saraswatam Vyasam Tato Jayam Udirayat Nasta Preshu Badreshu Nityam Bhagavata Sevaya Bhagavati Uttama Shloke Bhaktir Bhavati Naishtuki. Reading from the Srimad Bhagavatam, Canto 9, The Pastimes of the Supreme Lord Ramachandra, Chapter 10. Canto 9 is entitled Liberation, and Chapter 10 is entitled The Pastimes of the Supreme Lord Ramachandra, and we are reading text 12. Dagdva Atmakritcha Hatakritcham Aham Kabandam Sakyam Vidhaya Kapibe Dayata Gatim Tai Budhva Ata Balini Hate Plavaga Indra Sainyai Devam Agat Saha Manuja Aja Baba Archita Angri Dagdvatma Kritcha Hata Kritcha Mahan Kabandum Actually, I meant to chant a different tune. Dagdvatma Kritcha Hata Kritcha Mahan Kabandam Dagdvatma Kritcha Hata Kritcha Mahan Kabandham. Sakyam Vidaya Kapibir Dayita Gatim Tai. Sakyam Vidaya Kapibir Dayita Gatim Tai. Budvata Bhalini Hate Plavagendra Sainhye Budvata Bhalini Hate Plavagendra Sainhye Delam Magatsa Manujoja Pavharchi Tangri Devam Bhagatsa Manujoja Pavar Chitangli Okay, that was in Mayapur 1976 by Krishna's mercy. Srila Prabhupada was there. The devotees were chanting the verse. And the devotee in charge of the chanting, he stopped the devotees like, that's enough, we want to hear Srila Prabhupada speak. But Srila Prabhupada corrected him. He said, no, let them, if they want to chant, let them chant. He said the chanting of this sloka is so wonderful, so purifying. So Prabhupada let more devotees chant and then he began speaking. So we should be enthusiastic to chant the verse. So the word for word, dagdwa, by burning. Atmakritcha hatakritcham. After performing religious rituals required after the death of Jatayu, who died for the Lord's cause. Ahan, killed. Kabandam, the demon Kabanda. Sakyam, friendship. Vidaya, after creating. Kapibe, with the monkey chiefs. Dayata Gatim, the arrangement for delivering Sita. Tai, by them. Budwa, knowing. Ata, thereafter. Balini Hate, when Bali had been killed. Plavaga Indra Sainyai, with the help of the soldiers of the monkeys. Nelam, to the beach of the ocean. Agad, went. Sa, he Lord Ramachandra. Manuja, appearing as a human being. Haja, by Lord Brahma. Baba, by Lord Shiva. Archita Angri, whose lotus feet are worshipped. Translation and purport by His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada Ki Jai. Lord Ramachandra, whose lotus feet are worshipped by Lord Brahma and Lord Shiva, had assumed the form of a human being. Thus, he performed the funeral ceremony of Jatayu, who was killed by Ravana. The Lord then killed the demon named Kabanda, and after making friends with the monkey chiefs, killing Bali, and arranging for the deliverance of Mother Sita, he went to the beach of the ocean. Please repeat. Lord Ramachandra, whose lotus feet are worshipped by Lord Brahma and Lord Shiva, had assumed the form of a human being. Thus he performed the funeral ceremony of Jatayu, who was killed by Ravana. The Lord then killed the demon named Kabanda. And after making friends with the monkey chiefs, killing Bali, and arranging for the deliverance of Mother Sita, he went to the beach of the ocean. Purport. When Ravana kidnapped Sita, he was obstructed on the way by Jatayu, a large bird. But the powerful Ravana defeated Jatayu in the fight and cut his wing. When Ramachandra was searching for Sita, he found Jatayu almost dead and was informed that Sita had been carried off by Ravana. When Jatayu died, Lord Ramachandra did the duty of a son by performing the funeral ceremony, and then he made friends with the monkeys to deliver Sita Devi. Thus in Srila Prabhupada's purport, Srila Prabhupada Ki Jai. Oma Gana Timanandasha Gananjana Shalakaya Chakshulun Miritam Jena Tasmai Sri Gurave Namaha Sri Chaitanya Manobhistam Stapitam Jena Bhutale Swayam Rupa Kadamayam Dadati Swapadantikam Vandeham Shri Guru Shri Yuta Parakamalam Shri Gurum Vaishnavam Cha Shri Rupam Sagra Jatam Sagana Raghunatham Vitam Tam Sajivam Sadvaitam Savadutam Parijana Sahitam Krishna Chaitanya Devam Shri Radha Krishna Padan Sahagana Lalita Shri Vishakam Vitam Cha. He Krishna Karuna Sindhu Dina Bandhu Jagatpate Gopesha Gopika Kanta Radha Kanta Namostite Tapta Kanchana Gorangi Radhe Vrindavaneshwari Vrishabhanu Sute Devi Pranamami Hare Pye Vancha Kapa Tribhyascha Kripa Sindhu Bhyevacha Patitanam Pavanebhyo Vaishnavebhyo Namo Namaha Jai Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhar Shivas Hare Gora Bhakta Vrinda Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. So this is a very wonderful verse about the pastimes of Lord Ram. And Srila Prabhupada, in one of his classes that he was giving on the appearance of Lord Ramachandra, he spoke about, he used a very nice analogy that Lord Ramachandra, he enlisted all of the monkey soldiers, right, to help him. Of course, Lord Ram alone could have defeated Ravana, no problem. Even Hanuman, who went ahead and jumped across the ocean, Hanuman started to set fire to Ravana's capital, right? And Hanuman could have, Hanuman was very powerful. He alone could have also defeated Ravana. But Hanuman said, I'm going to leave that mercy, that privilege to Lord Ramachandra, right? So Lord Ramachandra was very kind. We see here that in this verse there's so many different topics to discuss. There's different duties to be performed. We're all duty bound in this material world. Dharma swanustita pumsam vishvakshena katarsya no pariyadidim yatim bratim shama evihi kevalam. All of our different dharmas are almost useless labor if they do not provoke attraction for the hearing the messages of Vasudev. So everything that we do, we should do to further our advancement in Krishna consciousness. Right? That's the whole story of Lord Ramachandra. He's defeating Ravana, who represents the demoniac. So all of our activities should have that focus. Should have that focus in mind. Ishvara Parama Krishna. Sachinananda Vigraha. Anadiradira Govinda Sarva Karna Karna. Everything belongs to Krishna. Bhoktaram Yagatapasam Sarva Loka Maheshwaram. Suhridam sarvabhutam, gyatvamam shantam ruchati. Everyone is searching for peace and happiness in this world. Who's not searching for peace and happiness? Who's waking up in the morning thinking, I hope I have my worst day ever today? Just like the very first day I was teaching my son how to drive. So we're driving, he's going to the university. So on the side of the road, there's a person, the motorcycle is down, the person's in a body bag. So he wasn't thinking, oh, I'm just going to wake up this morning and get killed on my motorcycle, or however he was killed. I hope I get run over by a BMW and not a Toyota. I don't want to be disgraced by being run over by a Toyota. I want to be run over by a BMW, whatever. They weren't planning, right, their demise that day. No one is. No one is planning their demise. Of course, Maharaj Yudhisthira was asked that. What is the most amazing thing? And everyone is thinking. They see death everywhere, but no one is thinking they're going to die. Even Ravana. Ravana is taking Mother Sita. Mother Sita, Srila Prabhupada used a very wonderful example. Mother Sita represents Lakshmi. And Srila Prabhupada told the devotees, this is, of course, Srila Prabhupada's marathon. So Srila Prabhupada said, in all of our temples, always, we must emphasize Sankirtan. Emphasis must always be put on, especially book distribution. sometimes devotees would ask Srila Prabhupada, what's more important, the chanting in the streets or the book distribution? Prabhupada said, both are wonderful. Both should go on. But if there's ever a question of the two, he said, book distribution should be encouraged. Because Prabhupada used, Srila Bhakti Siddhanta, Prabhupada used the example that the book is like the Brihat Mridanga. It's like the Brihat Mridanga. We're having class here. I don't know how many devotees are here in the temple room. 50 or 60, I'm guessing. And then some are watching, right? Some are listening as well. They're watching also. Watching also. Listening also. So it can be heard on the internet far and wide. But the book, Prabhupada explained, whenever we distribute the books, it goes in the hands of so many different people. So many different people. And sometimes the book is just like a time bomb. That the book may sit on the shelf for a certain amount of time. But at some point, someone may look and read that book. And even Prabhupada explained, even if they, of course the book is in their home, even if they just look at the book, they make advancement. Even if they meet the devotee, they make advancement. Even if they just touch the book, they make advancement. But if they go a little further and read even one word, Prabhupada explained, even one word can change their life, let alone one sentence, one page, or if they read the entire book, can change their life. So, Srila Prabhupada used this example that we want to save Lakshmi, that we see so much, even here in the remote village of Vrindavan, so much Lakshmi is being exchanged daily, right? So Prabhupada said, more or less, the people are going to use this Lakshmi for illicit sex, intoxication, even meat eating, or gambling. So he said, we have to rescue Lakshmi. We have to rescue Yagnartat Karmanonyatra, Lokoyam Karma Bandana. Everyone's engaged in Karma Bandana. Of course, there's special mercy in the Holy Dham. But we understand also, in the Holy Dham, people are asking for charity, right? We understand, if I give them some charity, let's say I give them 10 rupees, well, then they may utilize that for buying BTs or pan or whatever the case may be, right? We don't know what they're going to use that for. But if we give them, for instance, some prasadam, pretty safe. Pretty safe, of course, unless they try to take and sell that prasadam here. Give me 10 rupees for the cookie, whatever. But in general, we try to give charity, transcendental charity, just like every day from the temple, they give so much prasadam. But also this book distribution, Srila Prabhupada explained that the BBT was like his heart. He said, purchasing books from the BBT is pumping blood to his heart. Pumping blood to his heart. And if we want to keep them alive, Prabhupada said, keep purchasing books from somehow or other. And sometimes Srila Prabhupada even used this phrase, by hook or by crook, give them a book. Prabhupada used that phrase. Because they're going rapidly away from Krishna. So we try to stop them and give them a book. It's the furthest thing from their mind that today I'm going out and I want to purchase a book about Krishna. It's the furthest thing from their mind. So we have to somehow divert their force and stop them, pause them, and reintroduce Krishna consciousness. It's already there within everyone's heart, as Maharaj was saying yesterday. Nitya Siddha Krishna Prem, Sajjakabhu Noi, right? Krishna consciousness is already there eternally within everyone's heart. So we shouldn't hesitate. We shouldn't hesitate to approach someone and speak with them about Krishna consciousness. Shouldn't hesitate, right? Very first instruction of the Bhagavad Gita, we're not this body. So profound. I remember when someone first told me that, even though I'd gone to 12 years of Christian school, it was like a lightning bolt. Why? Yes, I'm not this body. I'm not this body. I never thought of it like that. I knew my identity was a soul. We're taught that in Christianity. But to the level that Krishna consciousness takes it, just like Srila Prabhupada talks with Bhakti Sri Damodar Swami and the different members of the Bhaktivedanta Institute, how only certain things can be produced by the soul. Chemicals are produced by the soul. The soul is not produced by chemicals. I took great interest in science. That was the first time that was presented. For the first time I heard, chemicals can't produce the soul. The soul produces chemicals. If you have an apple orchard and you have a lemon orchard, you're going to get two, even though they're next to each other, you're going to get two separate products from them. You're going to get so much citric acid, right, from the lemon orchard. And then from the apple orchard, a different. And then banana orchard, etc. Different product. It's the same soil, but because there are different souls there. So Srila Prabhupada used a very wonderful example. The cow eats grass. We can't eat grass. The cow eats grass and gives us milk. We can't produce milk. When I speak to people about Krishna consciousness, I introduce them that they're not this body, they're the soul within the body. And in the course of our speaking, I generally ask them, are you vegetarian? Meaning, do you still eat meat? So many people that I speak to, yes, they still eat meat. I explain to them it's bad karma. And they're saying, well, for the first time I'm hearing that's bad karma. Most people in the West believe in karma. When I first came to Krishna consciousness in 73, karma was practically unknown. Yoga was criticized. A vegetarian diet? My friends thought I would be dead by now. They used to try to sneak meat into my food. Dude, you're going to die. You better eat some meat. I'm from the Midwest, very conservative place. But anyway, these things were unknown, but gradually, by Krishna consciousness. I was speaking with Param Prabhu, and we were both remembering how in the early days, Vrindavan was not so concentrated, not so favored as it is now. Not so many pilgrims used to come. So now, my gosh, so many pilgrims. More or less, ISKCON, Srila Prabhupada has put Vrindavan back on the map. There's no doubt about it. And so many other things, as we said, yoga is now respected, the vegetarian diet, we have the environmentalists on our side, we have the medical people on our side, we have, of course, the Bhagavad Gita and Krishna, the most important, on our side. But we have such a wealth of knowledge that we can give to the conditioned souls. Vijay Prabhu is our world Sankirtan leader, so he loves to distribute the Bhagavad Gita. And he tells them, actually, the first chapter you should read in this Bhagavad Gita, of course, they're new to the Bhagavad Gita, people in the West. He said the first chapter you should read is the 16th chapter, the divine and demonic natures, right? And it's very powerful when these things are pointed out to us, how we're so envious, how we are so lusty, etc., etc., because these things are taught, as something natural in the West. You have to defeat your competitor. You know, if you smash your competitor, that's success, right? But anyway, so Lord Chaitanya, he appeared just to smash, just to defeat our demoniac mentality. Of course, Lord Chaitanya could have killed Jughai and Madhai, but Lord Nityananda, it's explained that devotee is even more merciful. So the devotee who tries to distribute Krishna consciousness, so Lord Nityananda, he stopped Lord Chaitanya. If you kill Jagai and Madhai, you have to kill everyone in Kali Yuga. You have to kill just everybody. No one left. Right? So Lord Nityananda said, just please excuse them. So Lord Chaitanya excused them, right, on the principle that they would give up their demoniac activities, right? Namo Mahavanandaya, Krishna Prema Padayate, Krishnaya Krishna Chaitanya Namne Gautri Shema, the most munificent avatar. So the devotee is more merciful, we saw, just like we recite one of the 10 offenses every day. We shouldn't preach Krishna consciousness to the faithless, right? So that we explain that to mean that if people don't want to hear Krishna consciousness, we don't try to force them. We didn't try to force them. Sometimes the devotees would ask Srila Prabhupada, Srila Prabhupada, so many times I try to give someone a literature and there's no interest on their part. Is it my fault? You know, as devotees, we want to be humble. We want to think that I'm just so unqualified, disqualified to give someone Krishna consciousness. We want to. But anyway, Srila Prabhupada explained, no, some people, they're not ready for Krishna consciousness. So you move on. You move on to the next person and you give them the opportunity. And generally, I'm sure everyone's had the experience that we go out in book distribution. Of course, there will be many people that say no. I use this example that sometimes I'm standing next to my godbrother or another devotee. They're distributing books like anything, but I'm there. Everyone's rejecting me, right? And the devotee's turning to me, wow, isn't it ecstatic? Everyone is taking a book today. I'm like, you know, no, I'm struggling. But anyway, during the course of some reason, maybe Krishna's humbling us, maybe it's our attitude, whatever the case may be, but then books will go out. And different devotees have the experience. Parampuru was explaining to me how one lady approached him and was thankful. And he said, I don't even know who you are. Oh, you gave me a book 30 years ago. You gave me a book 30 years ago. And oh my gosh, it changed my life. We get these letters to the BBT, I'm sure here as well, in India, different letters to the BBT. When the devotees are reading them, we think, are they making these letters up? You saved me from suicide. You saved my life. You saved me. Thank you. Can I purchase more books? And countless stories. Possibly we should print them, but Vijay Prabhu does. I hope the different devotees get these emails from Vijay. One time a lady in London, she was knocking on doors. Before she knocked on a door, there was screaming and yelling like anything inside the apartment. She was hesitant to knock on the door. So screaming. Finally she said, let me knock. She knocked on the door, no answer. Screaming. She knocked again. The screaming stopped. She knocked again, the door opened. What do you want? Oh, I want to give you this Bhagavad Gita. So the person was hesitant, took the Bhagavad Gita, and he revealed to her, you stopped me from committing suicide. I was going to commit suicide, you stopped me. And now that person regularly visits the temple, chants, and is very, very, of course, very, very thankful. I believe the person became initiated. That story was on the Dandavats. I read that story on the Dandavats. Keshav Bharati Maharaj also posted a very, very wonderful letter about his mother being Christian background. He would come home. She would leave the house. He would come in dhoti and tilak. She would leave the home. Right? You all read Keshav Bharati Maharaj's story on Dandavats. Gradually, somehow or other, Krishna is so attractive. The father died, he helped his father, the mother, somewhat appreciative. The mother became ill. He asked her, you want me to come home and take care? She started reading Krishna book to her. He would stop, and she would say, why did you stop? I like hearing this Krishna book. And gradually started chanting, gradually became initiated. Who can understand? The first time I sold a set of books, I met a person on the street who showed interest. So I happened to have a set traveling Sankirtan. I thought, let me carry a set with me. So the person gave me directions to his home. Every direction he gave me was wrong. Make a left here, you were supposed to make a right. Make a right here, you're supposed to make a left. So I just finally figured it out. Where he says to make a left, so I got to his home. He said, oh, I'm so happy to see you. How were the directions? I said, oh, the directions were wonderful. So, brought me into his home. I was with another devotee as well. So, he lived in a very, I don't want to say poor, but just an ordinary home, not very decorated. So I was showing him the set of books because that's the whole reason I came over to his home. That's the reason we visited his home. So I showed him the set of books, and I said, you know, this set of books is only $300. We have it on sale. Normally it's $600, $300. So like here we have the sale going on. Normally the Bhagavad Gita, I can't read actually, but Srimad Bhagavatam I can read, is $200. Now it's only $180. Special sale, right? So I told him, we have a special sale on this set. He said, $300? I don't have $300. I cannot afford $300. I said, that's okay. Let's just see how it will look on your shelf. So I took some books off of his shelf. And lo and behold, the last book I took off, $300 fell out of the book. I said, wow, look at that. Krishna put that here so you can have this set of books. I told the person that. Probably he knew the $300 was there, right? But anyway, the point was, I took the $300 and I put it in my pocket. He didn't protest. So I said, now you have this wonderful, wonderful set of Srimad Bhagavatam in your home. How wonderful. Look at the arrangement that Krishna made. And not only that, we even stayed the night in his home. It was late. It had become, because we finished our Sankirtan, and I had no clue this person would take a set of books, because it was the first time that I tried to distribute a set of books. But anyway, the point is that we simply make a little endeavor. We know the story of Lord Ram, that I think it was a spider. Was it a spider that was helping to build the bridge, and Hanuman chastised the spider. We're throwing boulders, you're throwing grains of sand. But Lord Ram said he's giving all that he can. He's giving all that he can. So we have to respect the fact that he's making his full endeavor. So sometimes it's explained that Krishna doesn't see so much as what we offer as compared to what we're holding back in our Krishna consciousness. But we should make an honest attempt to do the best that we can to serve Krishna consciousness. It's not that the devotees that are distributing a lot of books are getting special mercy. Everyone is able to get special mercy. Why are we sitting here in Bhagavatam class and not the entirety of? Why aren't there more? It's not that we're taking advantage of Krishna consciousness. It's not that we're more learned. Sometimes people say, well, after I retire, I have to earn money. Srila Prabhupada very humbly states he had a similar idea, that I'm going to earn a lot of Lakshmi and start a very large project for Krishna. But Srila Prabhupada humbly explained, oh, Krishna had a different plan. Krishna had a different yashyaham anunigrami, that sometimes Krishna shows special mercy by taking everything away. By taking everything away. But anyway, we have to try to make an honest endeavor to serve Srila Prabhupada's mission. We're all part of ISKCON, so we have that duty to perform. And Srila Prabhupada asked that everyone learn the art of distributing literatures. So we should pray during this time. I think even in India, many people, they celebrate Christmas, isn't it? It's a kind of a festive time in India as well, Christmas time. Anyway, we do Srila Prabhupada's marathon, and so many books are being distributed. Param Prabhu was explaining to me how he went to a factory, and he told the person, look, you're spending 200 rupees for giving people this sweet box. He said, you just spend 100 rupees on that sweet box, giving gifts to the factory worker. You just spend 100 rupees, and the other 100 rupees, give for the Bhagavad Gita, and give them the Bhagavad Gita and the sweet box. So, and the devotees inquired, Param, how did you distribute so many Bhagavad Gitas, right? How did you distribute so many Bhagavad Gitas? And he explained to them, because as devotees, we share our secrets. Whatever secret we have. Vaisheshika Prabhu, very expert in Sankirtan, always giving seminars on class, explaining to everyone the art of book distribution, right? And we share whatever works. So the devotees go to factories, So I'm trying to start one prasadam distribution at UCLA, is a very prestigious school in America. Actually, it's fairly world-renowned. People come there from all over the world. So I'm trying to start prasadam distribution. I asked them if we can give up or something. They said, no, 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 we have our vendors. Can't allow any food on the campus. If you have a club, you can distribute food like a few times a year, but nothing regular. So I asked them, just one day for 2 hours. They said no. So anyway, I got a little inheritance, and I'm spending it on a court case, which is December the 11th, but it's still the 10th in Los Angeles. It's still the 10th, but anyway, it's coming up. So I'm asking for everyone's prayers that court case be victorious. I invested $30,000 U.S. dollars in that. I don't know how many lakhs that is. Somebody told me that's 20 lakhs, something like that, whatever. But if it's successful, we can distribute prasadam in all of the universities in America if this court case is successful. So if everyone please pray for that, for the success of that court case. And as we're reading the story of Lord Ram here, where also Lord Ram didn't pretend that this was just a pushover and it's my pastime and don't worry, it's going to be. Lord Ram was, if we read the Ramayana, Lord Ram was in tears at the loss of Mother Sita, that she had been kidnapped, right? And Lord Ram, in the pastime, needed the help of the monkeys. So Srila Prabhupada compared us to white aborigines. He said, I've enlisted all of the Western monkeys. I've enlisted all of the... And of course, we want to be humble. Yes, we are white aborigine. We are very unqualified. Srila Prabhupada told us that if he taught us all the rules, we would faint. We would faint. So many different rules, right? In Krishna consciousness. But anyway, we try our best to assist Srila Prabhupada in the mission. And even Srila Prabhupada he would state that the results were beyond his expectations. And I think if he saw that this temple today, he would be very, very, very proud. And when he would hear the Sangirtan results, I'm sure he would be crying in appreciation of the devotees' endeavors. So we simply have to try. In many of the classes that I was in, I was on a party called Radha Damodar Traveling Sangirtan Party with Vishnu Jan Swami and Tamal Krishna Goswami. So most of the classes, Srila Prabhupada told us to keep preaching in the West, to keep the West inspired. So we're trying to that end. To Prabhupada told us that we should tax our brains on how to present Krishna consciousness. So sense gratification is so popular in the West. Srila Prabhupada explained they're chasing after phantasmagoria. Bogais freya prasaktanam tayaparatitashetasam. Vyavasayatmaka buddhir samadona vidyate. That those who are too bewildered and enamored by this sense gratification, the resolute determination for practicing Krishna consciousness will not take place. But we understand Krishna consciousness is much more powerful, and prasadam is also very powerful. The philosophy in Krishna consciousness, in the books, just like the very first time a large court case against the ISKCON society was for brainwashing. Of course, Prabhupada explained that our brains are very dirty and they need to be washed. Prabhupada used that example. Our brains need to be washed, right? So Srila Prabhupada thought this court case could go on for a long time. He said, take a set of Srimad Bhagavatam, take a set of all of our books there, and they have to read all of our books before they make a decision. Of course, the judge decided in one day. Srila Prabhupada was very appreciative, very amazed. In one day, the judge says, this is not brainwashing. They're presenting, this is such an ancient tradition, this practice. And our philosophy is, the Western people could criticize so many things. What do you wear? Why do you cut your hair? They used to tell us, why are you wearing dresses? And then we would wear pants. What are you trying to hide? They criticize us from both angles. Wear dhoti, they criticize you. You wear Western dress, they criticize you. Whatever the case may be, that's again the envious nature of the Western, or of the conditioned soul. So we have to go beyond that. The philosophy is so powerful that no one can challenge this philosophy of Krishna consciousness. Not possible. Challenge it meaning that It is the Raja Vidya Rajakuyam Pavitram Idam Uttamam. Pavitram Idam Uttamam. I sent my son to a Seventh-day Adventist school. They're quasi-vegetarian. I think he told me they were serving chicken soup. But anyway, I told the principal there, you know, there are, I said, it's very, very wonderful you're vegetarian. There are many spiritual reasons that we are vegetarian. And practically, she was offended. Practically, she was offended. So this is the nature of Kali Yuga. People are so misled. Manda sumanda mateo, manda bhagya upadruta, right? I used to distribute Bhagavad Gita's at the fast food places during lunchtime. So many people go there, right? Practically speaking, if someone is hungry now, they go for fast food, carry out. It's not even food. Cancer has doubled in America in the last 50 years because people are doubling their intake of meat, right? Diabetes is tripling in America. One out of every three people will develop. Of course, India is the diabetic capital. We have to watch our diet. Even Prabhupada warned us about our diet. But anyway, the point is, I used to go to these fast food chains. So there's one Indian lady there. They were eating hamburgers, and she slapped her son's hand not to eat with the left hand. Don't eat your hamburger with the left hand. Right? We're taught in Krishna consciousness, right? Eat with the right hand. The right hand is clean. So she slapped her son. Eat your hamburger with your right hand. Just see the Kali Yuga, the ignorance, how deep and thick the ignorance is, right? So somehow there is light. Krishna Varnam, Trisha Krishnam, Sango Pangastana Parshanam, Yagnai Sankirtana Prayerya, Jantihi Sumedasaha. Sumedasaha. That this Krishna consciousness will, Lord Chaitanya specifically came, right? He specifically came to encourage us to help the conditioned soul. Somehow in the Hindu practice, that became lost. You don't preach. You don't convert people. And many times, I can remember, even I was spit upon here in India for being from the West and wearing a dhoti. Of course, later I looked and I couldn't spit. Although the person walked right up to me and spit, I saw him spit. I looked and it wasn't on my dhoti. I don't know what happened to it. But anyway, whatever. That was in Howrah bus train station. But anyway, we were criticized for being... And so I told them, you know, if I became a Muslim, the Muslims would really appreciate. Or if I stayed Christian, the Christians would... So why don't... You're from this wonderful background. You should appreciate that the people in the West... But now they're more or less... They're appreciating that people from China... I'm surprised. People from Russia. Because back in the early days, we thought, impossible. Of course, Prabhupada said that's a word in the fool's dictionary, right? But now so many people from Russia, so many people from China. This was beyond our scope of realization how this would happen. Even Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur said that someday here, so many people from around the world will be chanting. People from India had no clue how that would happen. They thought it was just more or less empty words, right? But Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur, Lord Chaitanya, they had that vision that this would happen. So all we have to do now is nimitta matram bhavya sava sachin, right? That's what Krishna tells Arjuna, that you simply be the instrument and take credit. Yainam paramam guyam mad bhaktesh vabhidashati bhaktim mayi param kritva mam evaishach samshaya. For one who explains this supreme secret to the devotees, pure devotional service is guaranteed, and in the end he will come back to me. Na chatasman manusheshu kashtame priya kritama. He becomes very priya. There is different kind of friends, right? One who is priya means to Krishna very dear. Krishna says there is no servant in this world more dear to me than he, nor will there ever be one more dear. Krishna makes that. This is how Krishna is ending the Bhagavad Gita, right? And Krishna says, and I declare that he who studies this sacred conversation of ours worships me by his intelligence. Of course, Srila Prabhupada's purports were his ecstasies, and we read his purports, we're also worshiping Srila Prabhupada. Srila Prabhupada allowed us to even memorize his purports, right? And we can repeat them. But anyway, the point is that This is such a very wonderful, beautiful philosophy. So we should not hesitate to carry Krishna consciousness with us, some literature, and give it out. We should always have some literature with us. I was on the plane flying here. I met one person from India, a young person. I said, "Oh, have you ever heard of Krishna consciousness?" He said, "No." I said, "You never heard of Hare Krishna?" He said, "No." I said, "Oh, it's so wonderful. Such a beautiful practice." I gave him a book. "Have you heard of the Beatles?" I was introduced to Krishna consciousness by the Beatles singing about Krishna, right? "Have you heard of the..." "Oh, yeah, of course I've heard of the Beatles." "Here, read this book. I had a chant and be happy with me." We print that book in India, right? Chant and be happy. Conversation with the Beatles. And how much they enjoy chanting Hare Krishna. So in this way, he took the book and... Anyway, at least the seed is planted, right? You plant the seed. It takes some time to grow, but in due course of time, the seed, we never know. We never know. They used to criticize us on Radha Damodar Party that the people would throw the books in trash cans at the airports. We distribute hundreds and hundreds of books, right? And so the janitors would collect maybe 15, 20 books out of the trash cans, and we'd give them a we'd give them some money to give them back to us because they were in perfect shape, right? So the devotees complained, "Srila Prabhupada, Radha Damodar Party, they're distributing many books, but some of them wind up in the trash cans." Srila Prabhupada was very thoughtful, very meditative. He said, "What can we do? In Kali Yuga, they throw their babies in trash cans." This is the vision that Srila Prabhupada had of Sankirtan. Sure, some books will not be appreciated. May even throw it on the ground. Actually, Vijay Prabhu, the world Sankirtan leader, explains he got a book out of the trash can. Has he told that story here or wherever? He got a book out of the trash can. So we never know. We never know. We make the endeavor. And probably used another example. During wartime, so many bullets are fired. They don't hit the target. They don't grieve over, you know, loss of bullets. So Prabhupada said we should distribute books, literature like anything. And some will hit the target. Some will hit the target. And those that hit the target, that's Krishna's mercy. That's Krishna's mercy. So let's stop there. Hopefully there's time for one or two questions, comments, or corrections. This wonderful story of Lord Ram rescuing Lord Sita from the demoniac hands of Lord Ravana. Anyone? Yes, Prabhu. Is that on? Anyway, you know how to. It's not on. Hare Krishna.
Both we see that Prabhupada has given us this one, Hare Krishna Mahamantra. So when we are chanting this Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare,
Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Ram Hare Hare.
So we see the difference when before we are not in the moment, we are outside materialistic. We are doing all those things, but now when we come here and we see the lot of difference between us and we see other devotees also. How everybody is chanting and they are engaged with the service of Krishna. So we understand that the opportunity we got, how did we get this opportunity? What was our reason that we got this opportunity to come to Krishna consciousness? Can you explain something?
Wonderful question. Wonderful question. Hare Krishna. That's my answer. Brahmande Brahmate Kono Bhagyavan Ji. Bhagyavan means very, very merciful. Somehow we took interest. When I speak to people about Krishna consciousness, practically, again, no one can defeat the philosophy. So Srila Prabhupada was asked that similar question. How come some devotees are... they make so much rapid advancement and others it's more gradual, seems to be more gradual. But Prabhupada said, the advantage is there for everyone. So I know many times I would see a person coming, I would think, this person will never take a book. And to my surprise, they're like very interested. And someone else that I think should be very interested, they don't show any interest. So it's beyond our guesstimation, beyond us why. Sometimes devotees ask me, how do you stay enlivened? How do you stay enthused in Krishna consciousness? I just tell them, just keep praying for the special mercy. Keep praying for the special mercy. But this prasadam program I'm trying to start, I started a food truck. I was temple president last 2 years at ISKCON Hawaii. So I started a food truck at the University of Hawaii. And so many people appreciate prasadam. So many people appreciate prasadam. I don't know anyone who doesn't, you know. But anyway, somehow we have to just understand that we're taking advantage. We pray to Krishna to keep taking advantage of the special mercy. And we pray others. Lord Chaitanya was grieving. Srila Prabhupada was grieving for the conditioned souls. Srila Prabhupada made so many sacrifices, right? For the conditioned souls to go to the West. So many sacrifices. So we should pray that we get a little bit of Srila Prabhupada's understanding so that we can also present Krishna consciousness. So Srila Prabhupada chanted on these beads and he gave them to me. If anyone would like to take Srila Prabhupada's blessings, they can do that. Special mercy from Srila Prabhupada that I still have. I asked for that benediction that I would never miss my 16 rounds, but please never let me lose my beads. And I lost them a few times, but I got them back. But if anyone would like special mercy, Srila Prabhupada chant on these, you can touch them for your forehead. Srila Prabhupada ki jai. Srila Prabhupada's marathon ki jai. Srimad Bhagavatam ki jai. Nitai Gaura Premanandi. Hare Hare Bol. Hare Krishna.